This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد للإله سابغ النعم وخالق الإنسان من بعد العدم فالحمد ثم الحمد ثم الحمد لك حمدا كثيرا طيبا يا رب لك أعطيتنا خيرا كثيرا ربنا سترت عن كل الورى عيوبنا ثم الصلاة بعد والتسليم على النبي المصطفى الكريم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to another episode of our exciting and fascinating series towards understanding Surah Yusuf. I am your host, Yasir Qadhi. In our last episode, we were talking about the interpretation of the dream of the king, and the fact that Yusuf alayhi salam gave them this interpretation, and this news now reaches the king back. Today's episode, insha'Allah ta'ala, will take up the story from the king finding out who is Yusuf and what is the story of Yusuf. Stay with us.
لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We were talking about the dream of the king that had been interpreted by the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. If you remember, the king had seen seven fat, healthy cows being eaten by seven thin cows. And he had seen seven grains of corn that were ripe and luscious and basically producing a lot of grain, and seven of them that were withered away and dry. And Yusuf alayhi salam understood immediately what the dream meant, and he interpreted automatically. And he gave them also not just the interpretation, he told them what to do to solve the problem. And the problem was that there would have been 7 years of drought after 7 years of basically luscious produce. There would have been 7 years of famine. So Yusuf alayhi salam told them, for 7 years you will produce as you are customarily used to producing. Make sure you save all of it, except for a little, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that you're going to have to eat. And then there will come 7 years of difficulty, and they will eat up the 7 years of produce that happened. I want to talk a little bit about dreams and dream interpretation, because dreams is a constant theme of Surah Yusuf. The surah starts with a dream, and we see the dream of the people in the prison, we see the dream of the king himself, and then the end of the surah, we see the conclusion and the interpretation of the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam. As we said, dreams are of three types. One of them is the dream that yourself imagines, your soul imagines. Another is from shaitan. And the ministers accused the king of seeing one of these types of dreams. You are seeing jumbled up, messed up nightmares from shaitan. And the third type, we call it ru'ya, which means from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I want to clarify in a few minutes is that the concept of dream interpretation is a blessing that Allah gives to His chosen servants. People are blessed with this knowledge. It is not something that you can look up in an encyclopedia or a book. It is very common to find books in the marketplace that say how to interpret dreams, or the dictionary of dreams. And there is a famous fabricated book that is attributed to a great scholar by the name of Muhammad ibn Sirin. And they say this is the dictionary of interpretations of dreams by Muhammad ibn Sirin. This book is in fact a fabrication. Muhammad ibn Sirin was a great scholar. He was a student of Abu Hurairah. And he was a dream interpreter, but he never wrote a book. Actually, a charlatan, a fakester, a trickster, many centuries later, wanted to make money by selling this book. So he put dream interpretation by Ibn Sirin. And it wasn't by Ibn Sirin. He just wanted to mass produce this book to get some income and some fame from it. The reality is that this book, and all books in fact, that claim to tell you how to interpret dreams, these books are not authentic. You do not learn how to interpret dreams. Actually, this is a science that Allah blesses you with. Now, I am not denying that there are some hadith and some indications that you can get from the Quran and the Sunnah of how to interpret dreams. For example, a fat cow might signify a fruitful year. But what I'm trying to stress here, yes, there are a few such things that we find in the Quran and Sunnah. But what I'm trying to stress here, overall, the science of dream interpretation is a symbolic science that Allah blesses people with. And it is relative, the dream and the interpretation of the dream is relative to the person who saw it and the culture that he or she is living in. So for example, to see a certain animal living in one part of the world might signify one thing. To see the same animal, another person in another part of the world sees it, it might signify something totally different. Because the symbolism will be related to the culture you're living in. Similarly, the same symbol might mean something different in one century than it does in another century. So the very concept of having a book of dream interpretations doesn't make any sense. Rather, as we said, dream interpretation is a science that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses the chosen people with. How does a person get this knowledge? By being pious and righteous. As simple as that. This is one of the very few sciences in Islam that is not an academic science. You don't study it. The majority of sciences in Islam can be studied. We study fiqh, we study Quran, we study hadith. But dream interpretation, we can only study a little bit of it, very little bit of it. You would not be able to write a large volume on dream interpretation. Rather, this is a blessing from Allah. So I advise my viewers to beware and be cautious, not just of the books that are on the marketplace, but also of those people who think that they can interpret dreams, and you find them all the time coming. Many times you find them on the satellite channels, or you find them sometimes you can call them up and they'll ask you for some money, or you go to them and they'll ask you for some money and they pretend to interpret dreams. Be careful. I'm not saying all of them are false. Allah knows best. But for sure, many of these people are just trying to make a business out of it by milking your money out. So remember, dream interpretation is a blessing from Allah. If you do see an interesting dream that you want to get interpreted, find out from the people of your village, of your town, of your city, who are the righteous and pious people. And only tell the righteous and pious people of your dreams. Do not announce it in public, because the Prophet ﷺ clearly told us that when you see a good dream, only tell it to the people whom you trust, whom you confide in. So go to the local, pious, God-fearing ulama of your locality, and confide to them and ask them what is the interpretation of the dream. So, inshallah ta'ala, then you will get the dream interpreted properly. Returning to our story, Yusuf alayhi salam tells them the interpretation of the dream, and he also informs them what to do to prevent this famine and drought from killing off large populations within Egypt. He says, save the grain and eat it up in the next 7 years. So, when the messenger returned to the palace, and he informed them of what this dream meant, obviously the king asked him. Now the Quran doesn't say this, but it's understood from the context. And this is the beauty of the Quran.
فوق السهول وبالجبال وبالقرى فوق السهول وبالجبال وبالقرى